Theater 5 presents The Widow.
Standing there with that odd look on your face.
Because I'm so amazed and disconcerted. Mama, who else could possibly be knocking at your bedroom door? Did you think it was Andrew? Or that boy downstairs? He's still waiting, you know. Mama, you know that. Oh, truly, you're the most exasperating person. Mama, that boy is sitting down there in the kitchen drinking his fifth cup of coffee. I'm exhausted talking to him. I can't think of another civilized thing to say. Truly, Mama, he's beginning to look at me oddly. He wants his money, and he wants it now, so he can leave before dark or before the snow starts again. Mama?
Yes, Emmy Lou?
If you don't stop sewing this instant, I shall snatch up the needle and stick it into you.
Oh, yeah, come give me a kiss.
Oh, Mama. Mama, you're impossible. How can you be so calm? I told you, he's waiting. We've got to do it now.
If you tell me that once more, I'll stick the needle into you. Goodness, that's better. I've been waiting to hear you laugh. You've been much too serious today and fretful besides. Now get me my jewel box. We'll count out his money. Emmy Lou, what is it now? Why are you staring out that window?
Mama, look.
At what? I don't see a thing. Oh, yes. Three icicles hanging from the eaves.
How clever of you to notice. Mama, you are my sweet dear, and my angel besides. Aren't they pretty? Do you remember? I used to eat them when I was little. I should like to eat one now. Oh, Mama, may I? Do you suppose I could? It would make me feel so much better. I believe I could reach the little one. Here, help me open the window.
That window doesn't open. I remember Andrew told me the sash cord is broken.
Oh, Andrew. When I think of him, I get another of my graveyard feelings. But never mind that. Look at my breath in the window. Shall I draw a picture with my finger? I know. A heart. There. And a sweet little message. I love Mama.
Hello? Hello there. You there, Miss Ames?
It's him, Mama. Don't you see?
Well, then, fetch my jewel box from the bureau. We'll be right down, young man.
Don't get me wrong. I'll take it. It just seems that $20 is an awful lot of money for sweeping out the cellar and carrying in some wood. I didn't expect that much.
You feel you didn't earn it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well then, you can. We have one more chore before you leave. The only important one, really. But we were afraid to ask you.
Oh, what's that, ma'am? What is it?
Oh, dear. You tell him, Mammy Lou.
I can't. I know we won't do it. Oh, Mama, I'm gonna cry.
Well, I'll do anything, ma'am. You've been mighty generous.
Well, it's Herman.
He's our dog. He's 15 years old, truly, and lame and almost blind in both eyes.
Oh, where is he? I didn't see him around.
He's tied up in the barn. We carried him out this morning with his blankets and his funny old bone. He's just too sickly and suffering to keep in the house any longer. We can't bear it. Why, last night, Emmy Lou nearly cried her eyes out, listening to him whimper. Poor Herman, dear Herman.
Sweet Herman.
He's suffering so. It would be truly a considerate kindness if you...
I see.
Emmy Lou won't even try. And every time I go out with a shotgun, well, he knows it's me. And sick as he is, that sad little tail starts to wag.
Oh, don't.
Now, Emmy Lou.
Well, I've never killed a dog.
It's not killing at all, young man.
It's blessed mercy.
Hand him the shotgun, Emmy Lou. And then get our coats from the closet and one of the big oil lamps so we can show him the way.
Well, hold on. Just a minute. I've never used one of these things before. What do I do?
Oh, you city boys. You just hold it firmly. That's right. It's already cocked. Then all you do is when you find Herman is to put the barrel behind his ear and pull the trigger.
Do two things at once, Mama. The door is stuck.
Give me the lamp, silly. No, young man. You just hold the shotgun. Emmy Lou will manage.
Dear, it's the snowdrift against the door, but... There, I think we can just squeeze through. Mama, you go first with the lamp.
Let's get this over with, huh?
Indeed. Here, you need the lamp. Where is he, Emmy Lou? Where is Herman?
Don't you remember? To the right, in the far corner by the old butter churn.
Well, say, aren't you coming? Hey, look, do I have to go alone? What's she laughing for?
She's not laughing, young man. She's crying. She's hysterical. Can't you tell? Go quickly. The far corner. Get it done. Do it now.
Miss Ames, you, Emmy Lou. There isn't any dog over there like you said. There's a body, a man lying dead. I saw a round hole in his head as big as a quarter. Blood frozen solid. Someone shot him, and he's dead.
A man?
A dead man? Mama, is that what he said?
Yes.
In our barn?
Yes. What else? We're not in China or South Africa. We're standing right here in the middle of our barn.
Why are you so cranky and short-tempered? I declare I've put up with a lot today.
Well, there are times, Emmy Lou, when you do grate on a body's nerves. When someone says to you, a dead man, what is the use of your repeating it right after he said it? That's one of your faults, as I've told you often. Making people repeat themselves when you heard them plain as day. Who is it, Emmy Lou?
Well, I don't know. I can't rightly see his face. The head is turned to one side. Will you please stop pushing me that way, Mama? It's very annoying.
Well, move closer. What's the matter with you? Are you afraid to look at a corpse?
Of course not. Hold up the lamp. There, that's better. Well, I do believe it's Andrew. In his blue corduroy jacket. I declare it is Andrew. Well,
who's Andrew? Someone you know?
He's Emmy Lou's husband, of course. Or should I say, he was Emmy Lou's husband. I imagine the past tense is more appropriate now. Well, we were just wondering why we hadn't seen him all day. He is dead.
Oh, yes. And frozen, besides. Touch his leg with your foot, Mama, just to see.
Well, do move a bit. The butter churn is sticking in my ribs. Good heavens!
What?
He's solid as stone. We could stand him up like an ironing board if we had a mind to. Is that truly a bullet hole in his head?
It certainly is, with burn marks and frozen blood. Mama, give me your hand. Step over here. Do you see? Look at Andrew's eyes. They're staring straight at us, as beady and mean as ever. Oh, dear, I confess I'm glad he's dead, aren't you? I'm just so pleasantly relieved. Though I do wonder who could have, done such a dreadful thing.
What? Why are you looking at me?
At you? Oh, I'm not. Perhaps I'm looking through you. I'm still dazed, you understand. A sudden and violent death like this is bound to affect one's nerves. I just can't get over it. Can you, Mama?
Indeed I can't. I'm just that surprised. Truly, the oddest things do happen. Isn't that true, young man?
His name is Tom, Mama. Tom. It's so tiresome hearing you say young man all the time.
Oh, very well, Tom, then. Just think, this morning you were on your way to California hitchhiking. And because of the storm, you stopped by our house.
And while you waited for the snow to stop, we hired you to do a few chores.
And look at you now. Standing in our barn with a shotgun in your hand and a dead man at your feet. Did you ever dream that could happen?
No, ma'am, I guess I never did. I sure never did.
One never knows quite what will happen next, does one?
No, ma'am. Life is sure full of surprises, if that's what you're getting at. I mean, I'm real sorry about your husband, ma'am, Emmy Lou, about us being shot and all. But even so, that is, should we be standing around talking like this? Don't you think, hadn't you ought to telephone the police?
The police? Oh, goodness, no. We just called Lamb.
Mama, Lamb is the police.
Why, so he is. I just never think of him that way. He's our local sheriff, Tom. I've known him, since he was a tiny boy. He grew up with my daughter. In fact, I do believe he's always been a mite bit sweet on Emmy Lou. And now that she's a widow... Sarah? Sarah?
Yes, Miss Ames?
What's the trouble now?
What?
I said, what's the trouble? Why don't you connect me?
Ma'am, I can hardly hear you. Is something wrong with the phone?
No, it's just that I don't want someone to hear what I'm saying. Who's Lem talking to?
Well, as usual, it's his sister, ma'am. They're still going on about that sick hog of hers.
Then you butt right in and tell him I'm here. I've got something more important to discuss than a sick hog. Andrew is dead.
Is that right? I bet you and Emmy Lou hung up the flag.
Don't you get fresh with me, Miss Sarah Ann Jones. Now you connect me right away. You hear? Where's Lem now? Do you see him?
Yes.
Well, don't keep it a secret, Emmy Lou.
Oh, Mama, he'll be here in a minute. Truly, you're the most curious person. Haven't you noticed that, Tom? I declare she can't rest at all until she knows every detail of a Bobby's action. Why don't you come to the window and see for yourself?
Because someone has to make fresh coffee, and apparently I've been voted most likely to succeed. Tom, you haven't eaten your pie.
No, ma'am. I don't think I can.
Well, do try. Is he out in the barn yet?
I see a searchlight coming up the path.
I can see him brushing himself off.
Don't you track any of that snow in here, Lem Wheeler. You stomp off those boots.
Ah! Holy McGee, that snow's starting all over again, worse than ever. And I ain't got chains on my tires, so ladies, if I want to get back to town at all, I'd better make this fast. How are you, Emmy Lou?
Oh, just fine. Fine, Lem, considering.
Did you see him?
Did I see who?
Why, Andrew, of course.
Miss Ames, I've been out in that deep freeze of a barn for the last half hour. I've seen him all right, and I've seen that hole in his head. Truth is, I've seen all that I need to see, and maybe it might bit more. Is this the fella here? Heh, I hear you confess.
What?
Now, it's no use getting all riled up again. Miss Ames told me the whole story.
What story? Wait a minute.
Oh,
Oh, Emmy Lou, Miss Ames, you didn't tell the sheriff here. You didn't say that I... Oh, no!
Now look, son, he was one mean cuss, and nobody's exactly broken up because he's dead, least of all Emmy Lou here.
But it's not true. You don't understand.
I understand that it must be like Miss Ames says. You and Andrew had a fight over money he owed you for doing some chores, and when you struggled for the shotgun, bang, it went off.
And he came running back in the house as green as a cucumber, didn't he, Emmy Lou? And he confessed right off.
There's the shotgun with his fingerprints all over it.
Isn't that true, son? Aren't your fingerprints on the gun? It's easy enough to prove.
Yes, yes, my fingerprints are there all right, but only because they gave me the gun. They wanted me to kill old Herman.
Who, son? Who?
Their dog. Their sick old dog. Old Herman.
Herman?
Whatever is he talking about?
They said he was lame, blind, sick. They said he...
Yeah, son, I'm listening.
Lame? Oh, we never had a dog.
Herman. Oh, well, dear, well, even if I had a dog, I wouldn't name him that. I prefer dogs with elegant names. Roderick.
Will you shut up? Shut up, both of you. Don't you realize you've accused me of murder? Of killing a man?
Now, now, son, if you get violent, I'll have to handcuff you, and I don't want to do that. You're too nice a lad. Just you behave, and we'll get along fine. Ah, listen to that wind. It's getting worse by the minute. So, by your leave, ladies, I think we better go now. Now, you, son, get into your coat while I wrap up this shotgun here. I want to be careful so as not to smear the fingerprints.
Where are they now?
Well, they're still standing by the step talking. Goodness, it is snowing hard. Mama, come see.
No, I want to clear up these dishes. I can't abide an untidy sink. What are they doing now?
Mama, I just told you. They just... Oh, no, no. Lem is coming back. Mama, Lem is coming back.
Yes, Lem? What is it? You forget something?
No, ma'am, I didn't. I just came back to remind you that I wasn't born yesterday. That boy didn't do no shooting. He didn't kill Andrew. You did, Miss Ames, or you, Emmy Lou. And you know how I know? Because that corpse in the barn is frozen solid. Well, he's frozen solider than a rock. And to freeze like that, ladies, he's been there 3-4 days, maybe as long as a week. So that boy couldn't have done it. Huh, Miss Ames?
Well, now, if you believe that, Lem Wheeler, why aren't you taking us along? Why are you taking that boy?
I'm glad you asked, ma'am. Truth is, I'll be back for you two in the morning. Wouldn't dream of taking you out on a bad night like this. And the boy? Well, I figure he'd be much safer in jail than spending the night here with you two. Good night, ladies. See you in the morning.
Well, that surely was an odd twist to events. So unexpectedly like. I declare it gives me the strangest feeling.
Mama, what did Lem mean, saying Tom would be safer in jail than spending the night here with us?
Well, I can't say I know exactly. Truly, that was an odd thing to say. But then, Lem Wheeler was always a bit peculiar in his thinking. Not quite there, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Mama, what a mean thing to say. Really, I do lose patience with you sometimes.
Well, it's true. And you won't own up to it because you're sweet on the man.
Mama! Well, what are you saying? Why, I can hardly believe my ears. Me, sweet on Lem Wheeler. Don't you realize I'm a widow? Why, it's hardly been a week since I put that bullet in Andrew's head. There's a proper period of mourning. Don't you know I must grieve?
Theater 5 has presented The Widow, written by Richard Lortz and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Alix Elias, Helen Carew, Larry Robinson, George Petrie, and Corey Knorr. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastatsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.